2 months after a big explosion, NASA remains concerned about Elon Musk's rockets.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. As you may recall, back in September, one of SpaceX's Falcon 9 rockets exploded during routine tests being performed on its launch pad. The firm belonging to Elon Musk hasn't found the cause of the explosion just yet, but it won't seem to dampen SpaceX's plans to continue launching missions. As a reminder, the continued development and launching of the Falcon 9 rockets are the first steps to Elon Musk's ultimate goal of sending humans to Mars. One of his many big master plans. In any event, a NASA advisory group is raising some serious concerns about SpaceX rocket fueling plans in general. Here with more is senior special writer for the journal, Andy Pastor. Welcome back, Andy.
Sure, glad to be with you.
So first off, as I understand, there's still no definitive conclusion as to what caused Falcon 9's explosion, but what progress has the investigation team made?
That's correct. There's no final decision or finding, but so far it appears that the investigation is going along the track that it was some kind of an operational issue related to the fueling, meaning the pressure and the temperature of specifically the helium and the liquid oxygen that are pumped into the rocket. And the helium is actually used to keep the pressure in the liquid oxygen tank. But so the point is that it's not a manufacturing defect, it appears. It's not a basic design problem. It has something to do with the way the fuel is loaded. And they're working on a very specific root cause, but they've been able to recreate the chain of events in tests already.
Right. And so a NASA advisory committee meets Monday of this week to address this issue. What did they lay out in terms of their specific concerns about SpaceX?
This has been a continuing issue for this committee, in fact, which is chaired by a former astronaut, Tom Stafford. And their concern is that they do not want astronauts to be strapped into the capsule on top of one of SpaceX's rockets for when they're headed for the space station, and to have the fueling occur while the astronauts are already in place. This is a pretty complicated and new issue because SpaceX is trying to use a different kind of fuel, a supercooled fuel, which means they have to launch very quickly after the rocket is fueled, which has not been the case in the past. In the past, astronauts have had time to get in place after the fueling is completed. So the basic issue is it safe to have astronauts sitting in a capsule while the rocket is being fueled? It's an open question. NASA is going to be looking at it. But it's quite a significant one for SpaceX because it has to do with a lot of their business underlying business case for the rocket, because it's faster and cheaper for them to do what they want to do rather than do it the old way.
Right. So the committee's warnings could seriously impact SpaceX's both technical and financial plans moving forward, it seems.
Well, it can. Of course, the company has the option of going back to the old way of doing things. Mm. It doesn't have to use the supercooled fuel. It gets more thrust from it. So there are trade-offs, and I think there's going to be a lot of discussion and a lot of trade-offs between NASA and SpaceX in terms of what happens. But it's definitely a live issue, not resolved, likely to get sort of more heated before it gets worked out.
Do you think this puts pressure on NASA to address and authorize this questionable fueling practice? Because, you know, like you said, there have been these safety protocols in place for such a long time. It seems like they're put on the spot to take some course of action here.
I think that's exactly the case. It highlights the safety issues related to SpaceX's commercial crew operation, which is going to send astronauts up to the space station in 2018 or perhaps by 2018, perhaps later. There are lots of other safety issues related to emergency abort systems. If something happens, can the astronauts escape from a burning or exploding rocket quickly enough on the pad or on the way up? So those are all very, very important issues. But I think that this fueling issue sort of highlights the dilemma that NASA faces. They're really relying on SpaceX and other private companies to provide what they need in terms of service to the space station. They're not overseeing the development of these rockets and spacecraft as closely as they typically have in the past, and so they're left with making some decisions and basically certifying that it's safe to fly astronauts on these systems. And that's a very tough decision. It hasn't been made yet. They haven't actually said these are safe. They're trying to figure out when and how they can be safe, but this is the nub of the sort of the issue that NASA faces.
Right. And, you know, if there's one word to describe Elon Musk and his companies, it could very well be ambitious. And I just wonder, do you think that this might shed light on the negative side to being overly ambitious in his company's practices? Maybe this is an important warning.
Well, certainly critics have pointed to that, and he has even talked about it. He doesn't deny that he's quite ambitious. Some would say, you know, ruthlessly ambitious, both in terms of business and in terms of technical advances. He says if you give workers and employees and engineers a goal that's almost impossible to attain, they'll work a lot harder to attain goals that are attainable, but maybe very very forward looking. So he acknowledges the issue. I think their position that he and his team have taken is that they are very concerned about safety. That in fact some of these innovations promote safety. Critics would say that they're moving too fast and that they're pushing too hard. And you have to basically demonstrate that the systems you have are safe before you move to the next rung. And this is a dynamic that's been in play really since SpaceX became a big provider to NASA and to the commercial satellite industry, and it's going to continue. I mean, he's not going to change his ways,
right.
And I think NASA has to decide where they come down on a whole bunch of specific issues.
Very good. We'll leave it right there. Andy Pastor, thanks as always for the insight.
My pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to the journal's Andy Pastor. He's been covering this story at length, and we will have him back with the very latest as the story progresses. That wraps it up for this edition of the Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.